I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Governments around the world have condemned the Myanmar coup. Military took control of the country on Monday, disregarding the democratic process. In a scathing statement released by the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, many leading military officials in Myanmar were also responsible for genocide against the Rohingya people. Joe Handley says Asian Access has worked heavily with the Rohingya people over the last several years.
We have been actively helping leaders of the church in those regions where the Rohingya are most prevalent. On both sides of the border. And we've seen remarkable response for the gospel. There's been quite a few Rohingya Muslims that have actually come to faith in Christ.
Pray the church in Myanmar would broker peace and be advocates for the Rohingya people. And Nigeria is one of the most dangerous places to follow Christ. Some estimates suggest there's roughly one new Christian martyr every 4 hours. In the face of such persecution, the Word of God brings comfort and strength. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press says the gospel is also spreading.
Well, there's a hunger. And my contact, Andrew, he says that, you know, people are just reaching out for the material and crying for it, so to speak. One of our other major distributors in Benin City in the south as well, but they're a Bible training school, and so they use our Bible studies in English and in some of the other languages, and they are sending out these young pastors and evangelists.
World Missionary Press is currently sending a new shipment of literature over. Pray that the materials would help encourage Christians in Nigeria. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Have you ever wondered how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Living Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.